This brings up Ethan Payne trying to bring the pain. It's an 11-9 Doughboys lead. They led 8-1. They let up 8 unanswered. Now they've scored 3 straight in the bottom half of the 6th to take the 11-9 lead. O'Brien on the mound throws a first pitch strike to Ethan Payne, who is 1-for-1 with a single and 2 hit by pitches. Not a night for the pitchers. Here's the 0-1, low and outside, 1-1 count. Payne at the plate, Moss on deck. So base is empty, 2 outs. Doughboys clinging on to a 2-run lead at the very moment. Here's the 1-1. O'Brien places in strike 2. O'Brien delivers the 1-2. Swung on and fouled back off the home plate and inning. Count remains 1-2. Due up in the top half of the 7th inning for the Axemen, it'll be Peyton Allen, Henry Hunter, and Aaron Casillas, the 7-8-9 hitters. But all 3 have reached at least once tonight. O'Brien, the 1-2. That's watched for a called third strike on the changeup. O'Brien punches out Payne on the backwards K. So that will do it for the 6th inning, but not before the Doughboys get 3 runs back and take a 2-run lead over the Axemen. A wild game in Johnson City. Doughboys lead by 2. Top of the 7th next. Josh Heppner, attorney at law, is proud to sponsor your Kingsport Axemen, and he is proud to represent residents of the Tri-Cities with their legal needs. From criminal defense to personal injury, from workers' compensation to estate planning and probate, let Josh Heppner put his experience to work for your case. At the corner of Sullivan and Shelby Streets in beautiful downtown Kingsport, Josh Heppner is your local attorney to trust. Call his office at 423-247-6151 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today. So a back-and-forth affair now. Doughboys leading by 2. Top of the 7th coming up in a moment. New pitcher for the Doughboys, number 9, Preston Miller, out of Gray, Tennessee, goes to Milligan University in the Volunteer State. First pitch is to Peyton Allen. He lays down a bunt, pulls it back. And that's called ball 1, low and in. Axman with 9 runs on 7 hits. Doughboys with 11 runs on 13 hits. Axman have made 2 errors. Doughboys 3. Miller the 1-0. Allen with a cut and a miss. That evens up the count. So just a roller coaster of a ball game. Burlington is 3 outs away from recording a no-hitter as Allen lays down a bunt. It goes right back to the pitcher, Miller. He picks it up. Throw to first is in time to get Allen. Surprised he laid down a bunt there. Now it's Henry Hunter. 0 for 3, a pop out, a fly out, and he reached on an error. Base is empty, 1 out after that comebacker bunt. First pitch is low and outside, though, on Henry Hunter. No Jake Perry, no Kyle Booker, no Logan Poteet. Some ordinary starters not in the lineup tonight. Here's the 1-0 for Miller. Skied high, foul by Hunter. That'll go well out of play. That evens up the count at 1-1. So I'll keep you updated on the Sock Puppets trying to get a no-hitter as they're 3 outs away from doing so against the Pulaski River Turtles. Here's the 1-1. Hunter rips it, and it rolls into left field off the glove of the shortstop, Ashton King. That'll go down as a single for Hunter. So that's his first hit of the night. The X-Men have a runner on first. Tying run comes up to bat, and it's Aaron Casillas. Bluefield leads Princeton 8-6. Danville trails Bristol 6-3. The State Liners have now 3 outs away from winning their 3rd straight ball game for the first time this season. First pitch to Casillas is low and in, 1-0. Hunter the runner on first after singling into left field. Hunter leads off first. He has 8 stolen bases, including 1 tonight. Casillas slides it into deep left field. Johnson going back at the track. He watches it go off the top of the wall. Rounding first, heading to second is Casillas. Henry Hunter will slide in safely into third. That is a double for Casillas, and the Axemen now have second and third with nobody out. The Doughboys think that he was out. That is Casillas' 2nd extra base hit of the season. And there's no way they're overturning it. It's the Appy League. They don't have video review. So that is a double. And here's Nate Anderson still looking to get on base to increase his on-base streak to 20 games. He is 0 for 4 tonight with 3 Ks and a ground out. Casillas on second, Hunter on third. Clutch double from Casillas off the top of the left field wall. I thought that one was going out for a second. But here's Anderson looking to get on base for the first time tonight. 0 for 4 with 3 Ks. Casillas on second, Hunter on third. Miller's first pitch to Anderson. Swung on in line. It's caught by the third baseman, Payne. And now Anderson is 0 for 5. That's a huge blow for the Axemen. But now it is Sam Peterson. So Anderson 0 for 5. He may or may not have another chance to bat. It's not guaranteed. But we'll see what Peterson can do here. The tying run on second base, second and third. 2 outs in the top of the 7th. Casillas on second. He doubled. Hunter on third. He singled. Miller in the stretch delivers the first pitch. Peterson watches it down the middle for strike one. Casillas leads on second. Hunter down the third base line. Axman trying to cash in with two outs in the top of the seventh. Here's the 0-1. Peterson watches ball one outside. You have Ian Riley waiting on deck, who has reached base safely in each of his first four times up, including two singles. But Peterson looking to get out of this mini slump he's in right now. Miller the 1-1. Peterson watches ball two outside. So Peterson's ahead in the count, 2-1. Casillas on second, Hunter on third. A single into the outfield would score both to tie the game at 11s. Here's the 2-1. Peterson skies it high into center field. Running in is McKay Barney, and he will make the catch to end the top of the seventh, so the Doughboys strand two Axman runners in scoring position. Sam Peterson continues to struggle. He's now 0 for 4 with a walk.
All right, fans, it's that time. It's time to stretch.
Middle of the seventh, bottom of the seventh inning next. Time for the seventh inning stretch. Michael Moss leads off the bottom of the seventh for the home team, Johnson City Doughboys, who lead by two. They're six outs away from closing out the ballgame, but first they have a chance to add some more insurance runs. At the moment, the game-winning hit belongs to Cole Tremaine, who homered. Nobody on, nobody out. O'Brien's first pitch is in for a called strike on Moss. Both home runs were given up by Zach Radigan. Here's the 0-1. Moss watches a ball in the dirt, and that gets past the catcher, Hunter, but no runners are on base, so it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Michael Moss on the night. One for one with a single, a walk, and a sacrifice fly for an RBI. O'Brien the 0-2. That's grounded to Casillas. A chopper. He jumps up, makes the play, throw to first in time. Nice play, Casillas. He rarely makes errors at second base. Most efficient fielding second baseman in the Appy League. And he makes somewhat tough plays look routine. Always has. So now it's Isaiah Frost, the 9 batter. He's 0 for 3 with a strikeout swinging, a strikeout looking, and a bunt double play. It was a bunt up the middle caught by Rattigan, and they threw it to second, and Maze White was there to get the out. One out, base is empty. First pitch to Frost is swung on and fouled off the netting, and the count's 0-1. Oh-1 count on Frost, who's been frosty cold on the plate tonight, 0 for 3 with two strikeouts and a bunt double play. O'Brien, the 0-1. That's in there for a called strike. 0-2 on Frost. O'Brien's come in and really done his job for the Axemen after Rattigan gave up two home runs to his last three batters faced. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. O'Brien strikes out Frost on three pitches. Frost is now 0 for 4 with three strikeouts and a double play. Back to the top of the order, though, with McKay Barney. Some MLB updates. Well, first, let's look at the Sock Puppets. They are the Sock Puppets have pitched a no-hitter, so that's the big news in the Appy League so far.
Best day of your life so far.
As the Sock Puppets beat the River Turtles 3-0 in Burlington, and if the score remains the same here in Johnson City, the Sock Puppets will regain sole possession of first place in the Appy League. O'Brien's first pitch is a called strike on Barney. 0-1, base is empty, two outs. It was a combined no-hitter for Burlington. Wow, but it was only two pitchers. Cooper threw 5, Davis threw 4. They combined with 17 strikeouts, 4 walks. Burlington made 2 errors in the field, too. O'Brien, the 0-1. Barney pops it foul. Behind home plate, out of play. That 0-2 count, two outs. O'Brien trying to retire the side. Started with a ground out, then a strikeout. And then due up in the top of the eighth for the Axemen. It's the 3-4-5 batter, so danger coming in the top of the eighth. O'Brien, the 0-2. That's in there for a called third strike. O'Brien retires the side. Two strike out. Barney strikes out looking to finish the inning. That is the third time tonight Barney has been the last out of an inning. It reminded me of a Rays game I went to about probably 10 years ago. Carlos Pena made the last out of two straight innings. Oh, no, he was... Okay, let's make. Well, it's quite the atmosphere here at TVA Credit Union Ballpark. As I was saying, there was a game I went to. Carlos Pena made the first out of the inning and the last. It's the worst feeling in the world. You bat around, you make the first out and the last out. Great crowd at Johnson City tonight. They definitely are the best attendance in the Appy League. And I, you know, it's kind of a love-hate relationship here because I broadcast outside, but it's fun because you're kind of part of the action. End seventh, top of the eighth next in Johnson City. Axeman trail 11-9 to Johnson City. New pitcher for the Doughboys, number 28, Cole Tremaine. He was batting cleanup at the DH spot. Well, probably just be able to stay. He's a two-way player. So Tremaine faces Ian Riley to begin the top of the eighth. First pitch is dropped in for a strike one. One count, nobody on, nobody out. Doughboys 11, Axeman 9. Tremaine the 0-1. Riley lines it down the right field line. It drops in for a base hit. Rounding first, heading for second is Riley. That ball rolls to the wall. That's a leadoff double for Ian Riley. Moss couldn't make the diving catch. And now they play pump-up music as if something good just happened for Johnson City. That's a leadoff double for Riley. Now the tying run to the plate. Corbin Shaw. Runner on second, nobody out. Shaw can terrorize the defense with runners in scoring position at the plate. Tonight, Corbin Shaw is 1-for-3. With an RBI triple, first pitch to him is in there for strike one in the outside part of the zone. So Riley with a leadoff double down the right field line. Moss just couldn't make the grab. In this all-turf field. Tremaine checks back on Riley. The runner on second, now the 0-1. Shaw swings and lines it foul down the right field line, and the count is 0-2 on Corbin Shaw. Well, he was down 0-2 in the count earlier tonight, and he walked. So he's a fighter. O-2 count. Riley, the runner on second after a leadoff double. The Axemen trail by two. And Shaw looks to get on base here. The 0-2, Shaw pokes it into shallow right field. On the run, Frost, he makes the catch. And Riley does not tag up, so a fly out to right field from Shaw. And it brings up Mays White. He doubled his last time up. And it was with a runner in scoring position.
Now batting number two, Mays White.
He drove in the last two Axeman runs of the ball game. In the top of the sixth. Riley, the runner on second. Mays White yet to homer this year, but he does have five doubles, and a double would be more than enough to score home Riley. Tremaine checks back on Riley. Delivers the first pitch. White swings and misses 0-1. On deck for the Axemen, Shane McGahan. Batting below 200. He's 0 for 3 tonight with a walk. One for his last 19 at-bats is McGahan. Here's the 0-1. White skies it high into left center field. Barney and Johnson going after it. Barney makes the catch at center. Tagging up from second to third is Riley. The throw to third is not in time as Riley slides in safely head first on the Mays White sack fly to center field. And now to bring up Shea McGahan, his biggest at bat of the night coming right here. That's three straight victories for the State Liners. Ian Riley tagged up from second to third. He hit an RBI double. Then Shaw popped out to right field. I'm surprised that Riley didn't try to tag up there because it was on the right side of the field, but may have been too shallow. First pitch to McGahan. That's a ball a little high, 1-0. Peyton Allen on deck, who is homer tonight. So really, McGahan, his job is not to swing for the fences or anything crazy, just to get on base and keep this inning going. Tremaine to the stretch. Riley leading down the third base line. The 1-0. Fastball high and outside. And the count's 2-0. Hitters count for the Missouri Tiger. Facing the Baylor Bear, Cole Tremaine. Little SEC Big 12 battle going. Tremaine the 2-0. McGahan lines it into left field for a base hit. Riley will score standing up. That ball rolls to the wall. Rounding first, heading for second is Shea McGahan. He is standing on second base with an RBI double. The Axemen have cut the lead to one. What a way to end the slump for McGahan with a clutch RBI double. And now it is an 11-10. Doughboy lead. Peyton Allen coming up to bat. Here's Allen. First pitch to him is a ball outside. So Allen homered his first time up, singled, struck out, then bunted, and was thrown out. So 2 for 4 in the night. McGahan, the runner on second. The 1-0 to Allen is in for a called strike, and the count's even. So a Missouri Tiger on second and a Kansas Jayhawk at the plate. In most other circumstances, this would be a rivalry, but the Jayhawk looks to drive in the Tiger. Here's the 1-1. Allen swings and fouls it back, and the count is 1-2. One-two count, Allen behind. The tying run on second, Shea McGahan. Doughboys 11, Axemen 10 in the top of the eighth. Here's the 1-2. Allen swings and fouls it back. He hangs in there. Count remains 1-2. What an exciting ball game. It began with a Riley double. Shaw and White flew out. McGahan doubled home Riley. As Tremaine comes set, checks back on McGahan, delivers the 1-2. Allen swings and pops it foul out of play behind home plate with the dangerous Henry Hunter on deck, and the count is still 1-2. McGahan on second. Tremaine gets the single from his catcher, Harbinson. And for the third time this at-bat, Tremaine delivers the 1-2 to Allen. Allen watches a ball low and outside in the dirt. That makes the count square to 2 apiece. What an exciting ball game all night long. Both teams have double digits in the run column and the hits column. Axemen with 10 runs on 11 hits. Doughboys 11 runs on 13 hits. 2-2 count, two outs. McGahan leads off second. Here's the 2-2. Allen pops it foul behind the home plate netting. What an at-bat being put together by the Jayhawk. And now a mound visit from Harbison, the catcher, to Cole Tremaine. That is the fourth foul ball of this AB, and Peyton Allen has faced seven pitches. You and me, we come from different worlds. Yeah, like that. 2-2 count, two outs. Playing a little Hootie and the Blowfish in the ballpark. McGahan, the runner on second. 2-2 count, two outs. Tremaine comes set. Here's the pitch. Allen watches ball three low and outside, and the count's full on Peyton Allen. An eight-pitch at-bat in the making. Allen batting 217 on the air. Homered earlier tonight. It was the first Axman run of the ball game over the left field wall. Tremaine delivers the payoff. Peyton Allen swings and fouls it toward the Kingsport dugout. So this will be a 10-pitch minimum at bat. Three-two count, two outs. McGahan, the runner on second. Here's the 10th pitch of the at-bat from Tremaine. Allen watches, strike three, whoa! He was on his way down the first base line. He thought it was ball four. As he questions the call, and well, so am I. But that'll do it for the top half of the eighth inning. The Axemen do score a run, though, on the McGahan RBI double. That's a tough finish to the at-bat for Allen. A 10-pitch at-bat. Middle of the eighth, bottom of the eighth next. Kingsport trails by one, 11-10. Doughboys in front. Ashton King leads off the bottom of the eighth for the Doughboys, looking to tack on some more insurance runs. They trail 11-10, or the Axemen trail 11-10. Ashton King's fifth plate appearance of the night. O'Brien's first pitch is in for a called strike. O'Brien has really shut the door on the Doughboys. He's thrown one and a third. No hits, no walks, no runs, three strikeouts. O'Brien, the 0-1. King swings and fouls it out of play, 0-2. So again, the Sock Puppets had a combined no-hitter earlier tonight in the 3-0 win over Pulaski. It was a between two pitchers, one through five, one through four. I think it was Cooper and Davis. 0-2 count on King. O'Brien looking to pitch his fourth strikeout for his fifth out. Here's the 0-2. That's watched for a called third strike. O'Brien with his fourth K of the night as he punches out Ashton King on three pitches. He's recorded five outs. Four have been via strikeout. Brilliant outing from O'Brien. So this brings up Kyle Harbison, 3-for-4. O'Brien versus Harbison. O'Brien's first pitch is watched for strike one. Oh, if only O'Brien had started this game. He's almost been unhittable. But he's keeping this game within reach with one run. Here's the 0-1. Harbison, did he go around? No, he did not. And that'll be called ball one. It counts even. On deck for the Dope Boys is Cole Tremaine, who's the pitcher also. O'Brien comes set. Here's the 1-1. Harbison watches a breaking ball for strike two down the middle. 1-2, one out. O'Brien looking for his fifth strikeout through two innings pitched. One-two count, one out, bases empty, bottom of the eighth. O'Brien delivers. Swing and a miss. O'Brien strikes out Harbison. That is O'Brien's fifth strikeout through six outs recorded. He's been a wizard out there on the hill as he looks to strike out the side as the pitcher slash DH Cole Tremaine comes up. So here's the pitcher, Cole Tremaine. Maybe he'll close out in the ninth. He'll try to. Wink, wink. Bases empty, two outs. O'Brien struck out King, struck out Harbison. First pitch to Tremaine is watch for a strike. Tremaine at the very moment as the game-winning hit. He hit the two-run home run over the wall off of Zachary Radigan. So O'Brien continues to dial it in. He's ahead in the count 0-1. Here's the pitch. That's a little low and the count's even. So Bristol won earlier tonight. Greenville beat Elizabethton in Tusculum, Tennessee. It's a 1-1 count, two outs. O'Brien, I'm going to keep this at a one-run game entering the top of the ninth. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball outside. Counts 2-1. Tremaine on the night. 1-for-4, three RBIs, two runs scored, and a strikeout. He's batting .291 on the year. You don't see a cleanup batter able to pitch too often. But he is a two-way player. 2-1 count in favor of Tremaine. Here's the pitch from O'Brien. Swung on and popped foul. Well, if you heard that, that is a lunatic with a muffler in the background. I just... I mean, people who do that are just like, look at me, look at me. Two-two count, two outs. O'Brien trying to strike out the side and record his sixth strikeout as home plate umpire calls time. That's Jacob Kefauver, then Justice Spadell in the field. The game started tonight with 6 mile-an-hour winds out in center field, but nothing much now. O'Brien looking out, looking to strike out the side. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss! Tremaine out on strikes, and O'Brien strikes out the side. O'Brien records 7 outs in his scoreless outing. 6 of the 7 were for strikeouts. A wizard on the mound. Well, it's the final countdown in Johnson City. Top of the ninth. Due up in the top of the ninth for your Kingsport Axemen, Henry Hunter, Aaron Casillas, and then it's back to the top of the order with Nate Anderson. So Anderson will get a chance of a sixth at bat. Remember, he's on a 19-game on-base streak, but he's 0 for 5 tonight, unable to reach in any of those 5 plate appearances. But he will get at least one more try tonight. Just hope this roller coaster of a game doesn't end in a tiebreaker. So, by the way, the distance between Rutgers and UCLA, who will be both in the Big Ten in 2 years, it's the same as Rutgers to a small town in Iceland. So think about that. A team in Iceland joining the Big Ten would be just as reasonable as a team in LA, technically, in terms of distance. So here's Henry Hunter. Every batter that comes to the plate now is the tying run at this point. Well, no. Forget what I said. Henry Hunter leads off the top of the ninth. Cole Tremaine still on the mound for the Doughboys. His first pitch is middle inside, called strike one. Doughboys 11, Axemen 10. Top of the ninth in TVA Credit Union Ballpark, home of the Johnson City Doughboys of the Appalachian League. Here's the 0-1. Hunter watches. Ball one, middle outside, and the count's even. Aaron Casillas on deck. He has 2 hits tonight. He's been rocking and rolling at the plate. Tremaine, the 1-1. Hunter watches it high and outside, and the count's 2-1 on the blazer. Tremaine, the 2-1. Hunter swings and lines it into deep right field. Frost going back. That bounces off the wall. Hunter rounding first, heading for second. The throw to second is not in time. Hunter slides in safely head first with a leadoff double. In the top of the ninth, the Axemen have a runner in scoring position for Aaron Casillas. Henry Hunter, ice in his veins. So Cole Tremaine will stay out there for the Doughboys. So Hunter with a clutch leadoff double into right field. Aaron Casillas to the plate. Hit first pitch to him is up and in, 1-0. And the leadoff batter, Nate Anderson, on deck. Been starving to get on base tonight to get it to a 20-game on-base streak. Tremaine in the stretch. Checks on Hunter, the runner on second. And he steps off. It's a 1-0 count on Casillas. Looking to get his third hit of the night. Here's the 1-0. Casillas with a cut and a miss on the high fastball. Casillas 2-for-4, 2 runs scored, an RBI, batting 289. He rarely strikes out. So we'll see if he can put a ball in play here. Already done so in 4 times tonight. Anderson on deck, loosening up. He's 0-for-5. Hunter leads off second. Here's the 1-1. Casillas lays down a bunt, but it's popped up, foul, and out of play. It bounces off the roof. And the count is now 1-2 on Casillas. He puts balls in play at a pretty high rate, though. One-two count on Casillas. Hunter, the runner on second after hitting a leadoff double. Tremaine checks on Hunter. Now a double take, delivers the 1-2. Casillas watches ball two, middle outside, and the count is square at 2 apiece. Two-two count. Coming down to the wire in Johnson City. Tremaine the 2-2. Casillas swings and pops it foul off the top netting, first base side in front of the Kingsport dugout. And the count remains 2-2. Good at-bat by Casillas. 5-pitch at-bat so far. We had a 10-pitch at-bat earlier tonight. It was Peyton Allen who struck out looking to finish the top of the eighth. Hunter leads off second. Tremaine comes set. Looks back at Hunter. Delivers home the 2-2. Casillas swings and grounds it to short. Charging in is King. The throw to first in time, and Hunter can only stay put at second. Because that ball was hit on the left side of the field, so unfortunate result for Casillas there as nothing good comes out of it. So this brings up Nate Anderson. 0-for-5 tonight. 3 strikeouts, a lineout, and a groundout. 20-game on-base streak on the line for Nate the Great. Runner on second, one out, top of the ninth. Doughboys lead by 1. Tremaine's first pitch almost hits Nate Anderson. It was middle inside, and Hunter stays put at second, but now it's a 1-0 count on Anderson. With Ian Riley on deck. Anderson enters tonight's game batting 298, 25 for 84. Now he's 25 for 89, batting 281, but a chance to boost that average back up. Hunter leads off second, the 1-0. Anderson swings it, lines it down the third baseline. It's fair. Hunter rounding third. He will score standing up. Anderson rounding second, heading for third. He lost his helmet, and now he will head back to second base. Anderson with the clutch two RBI double down the left field line. He is now on a 20-game on-base streak. Holy moly. And now it is Sam Peterson with a chance to take the lead for the Axemen. The scoreboard is as even as it can be. 11 runs to 11 runs, 13 hits to 13 hits, and 2 errors to 3 errors. And now Jake Perry comes in. He will pinch hit for Sam Peterson. Perry has homered twice this season. Once in Bristol, once in Bluefield. 11-11 ball game. Anderson, the runner in scoring position with a clutch RBI double in opposite field. Here's the first pitch to Perry, a cut and a miss, 0-1. So Sam Peterson out of the game, Jake Perry in. Perry's batting 377 on the year. He's built up quite the resume this season. We'll see what the Golden Gopher can do. Tremaine in the stretch delivers the 0-1. Perry watches strike two on the outside part of the zone. As Ian Riley waits on deck, we don't know yet who chose to be the offensive, or if the Doughboys chose to be offense or defense in the tiebreaker, but we'll find out soon enough if it takes that. 0-2 count on Perry. Runner on second. Tie game in the ninth. 11-11. Tremaine checks back on Anderson. Here's the 0-2. Perry pops it foul, and he'll hang in there. What a game. Tremaine checks back on Anderson, the runner on second. Here's the 0-2. Perry swings, lines it down the left field line. It is just foul. Well, the left-handed batters are going opposite field on Tremaine, but still an 0-2 count on Perry as that was foul. O-2 count, one out. Anderson takes a lead off second. Tremaine battling the pinch hitter Perry. Here's the 0-2. Perry, did he go around? No! So that's ball one. Crowd does not like it, and I thought he went around as well. But a call is a call, and it's 1-2 on Jake Perry. Tremaine looks back on Anderson, the runner on second. Here's the 1-2. Perry watches strike three. A pinch hitting backwards K for Perry. And now it is time for Ian Riley. Last hope for the – well, they last hope to take the lead in the top of the ninth, technically.
Now, Perry, number three, Ian Riley.
The Axemen have scored. In five of the last six innings, 10 runs in that span. Runner on second, two outs, tie game in the top of the ninth. Tremaine looks back at Anderson three different times, delivers home the first pitch to Riley. He lays down a bunt. Instead, he's hit by the pitch. So Riley jogs to first as he was hit. Well, now they're saying that Mike Gwynn having a conversation with the home plate umpire. Riley's saying that it hit him. Or they say that he was, because he was laying down a bunt, and now they're saying that he didn't pull back possibly. Home plate umpire and field umpire will have a chat. But at first, it looked like he was hit by the pitch. Now it's 0-1. Well, Anderson was on his way to third. So that is strike one. He was unable to pull back the bunt. So the worst way to get a strike, getting hit by the pitch. And Riley's down at the count, 0-1 against Tremaine. Anderson is the runner in scoring position on second base. A single into the outfield from Riley will more than likely score home the speedy Anderson as he leads off second. Tremaine looks back at him in the stretch. Here's the 0-1. Riley watches ball one high and outside, and the count's even. Kingsport 11, Johnson City 11, top of the ninth. The Doughboys will be guaranteed a chance to hit in the bottom half of the inning. Tremaine looks back at Anderson. Now a double take. Here's the 1-1. Riley lifts it into shallow center field. Barney on the run, and he makes the catch. So that'll do it for the top half of the ninth, but the Axemen do score on a Nate Anderson RBI double. So it's Axemen 11, Doughboys 11. Bottom of the ninth next. Be back in a moment in Johnson City. What a ball game. The only way the Axemen can win now is in a tiebreaker. Leading off the bottom of the ninth for the Johnson City Doughboys, Jared Johnson.
Now batting number seven, Jared Johnson.
Liam O'Brien stays out there. He's thrown two and a third. No hits, no runs, no walks, and six strikeouts. So he'll face Jared Johnson. O'Brien's first pitch is a ball high and outside, 1-0. A tie game in the bottom of the ninth. The Axemen once trailed in this game by seven runs. An 8-1 game after the third inning. On deck for the Doughboys, Roberto Pena, who homered his last time up. O'Brien, the 1-0. That's a ball outside, 2-0 count. O'Brien yet to allow a base runner yet, though. His first seven outs recorded in two and a third innings pitched. Two oh count, nobody on, nobody out, bottom of the ninth. A run here in the bottom half of the frame will win it for the Doughboys in walk-off fashion. Here's the 2-0. That's a ball high and outside. 3-0 count. And it looks like the Doughboys may get a leadoff runner on first if Johnson walks here. O'Brien looking to battle back. Dug himself into a deep hole, though. Here's the 3-0. That's down the middle for a strike one fastball, and the count is now 3-1. So that'll keep this at bat going for the moment. Johnson 1-for-4. He singled in the first inning. Since then, 0-for-3. Here's the 3-1. That's called ball four. It was a good spot from O'Brien, and he surrenders his first base runner of the night at the worst time, too, here in the bottom of the ninth. And the Doughboys have a leadoff runner on first for Roberto Pena, who homered his last time up. So defensive change, Kevin Fernandez is now in center field for the Axemen instead of Sam Peterson. That's the only change.
Now batting number 37, Roberto Pena.
Now it is Roberto Pena, the winning run, go-ahead run, winning run on first base after Johnson walked. And now it is Roberto Pena time for the Doughboys. O'Brien in the stretch. First pitch is low and inside. 1-0 count. It almost hit Pena. Johnson leads off first. O'Brien in the stretch. Here's the 1-0. Swung on and line foul out of play. So that evens up the count. Big strike from O'Brien. Well, if this game does end up going to a tiebreaker, it'll probably be around the 7, 8, 9 batters due up for the Doughboys if they had chosen to be on offense. So it's kind of luck of the draw. You don't know if it's going to be the top or the bottom or the middle of the order when you choose to go offensive or defensively. Because the Axemen are in the middle of the order if the Doughboys had selected going defense. But you need to worry about getting three outs first. 1-1 count, nobody out. O'Brien. The pitch, swung on and grounded up the middle. It goes off the glove of O'Brien. That'll be an error made by the first baseman. It was a broken bat, though, and that probably kind of shocked O'Brien. So it's pretty lucky from Pena to break his bat and reach on an error. So the Doughboys have first and second with nobody out. For Ethan Payne, he's reached safely four of his five times up. So we got a fielding error made by the pitcher O'Brien. And now mound visit from Josh Warner. Well, O'Brien is definitely staying in the game because no one's in the bullpen, but we'll see what they talk about here. So a mound visit, the entire infield there. So here's Ethan Payne. So even Steven on the box score, 11-11 in runs, 13-13 in hits, and 3-3 in errors made in the field. First and second, nobody out. O'Brien in a jam in the bottom of the ninth as he steps off. But don't be surprised if Ethan Payne lays down a bunt here. Pena on first. He reached on a fielding error made by O'Brien. Marmo is now the pinch runner on second. Caleb Marmo getting some speed around the base paths for the Doughboys. O'Brien delivers the first pitch to Pena. It's a ball in the dirt. Good stop by Hunter, though. A 1-0 count, nobody out. Here's the 1-0 from O'Brien. Swing and a miss. 1-1 count. Elapsed time of this game since first pitch, 3 hours and 24 minutes. So first and second, nobody out. 1-1 count. O'Brien facing Payne. Here's the 1-1. Payne laying down a bunt. But O'Brien's still looking at the runner on second. Now he steps off. So smart move made by O'Brien. There's still a 1-1 count. O'Brien trying to get the pitch signal from his catcher, Hunter. Still nobody out. Here's the 1-1. Payne lays down a bunt. Did he go around or did he pull it back? Well, it's ball two, so. It's now a 2-1 count. If you walk him, the bases are loaded for the eight batter, Mike Moss, who still has a ton of power. O'Brien in the stretch. Here's the 2-1. Payne lays down another bunt, and he pulls it back as the ball was outside. 3-1 count. It looks like O'Brien's going to try and finish this game for the Axemen, though. Three-one count, first and second, nobody out. Tie game in the bottom of the ninth. Doughboy's looking to walk it off. O'Brien the 3-1. Payne lays down a bunt. It is foul, third base side, and now the count is full. That's a big strike from O'Brien. So a 3-2 count, it's full on Payne. It was 1-for-2 on the night. So O'Brien steps off, now he's back on the rubber. Payne on first, Marmo on second. This is such a huge pitch. O'Brien the payoff. Swing and a miss. Oh, no, they say he fouled it off. A foul tip. Well, honestly, that probably benefits O'Brien because, I don't know. So he got a piece of it, and the count remains full. The Axemen just hope this is not another heartbreaking loss in back-to-back nights. All their losses this season have been decided by four runs or fewer. O'Brien delivers payoff pitch number two. Swung on it, fouled back off the home plate netting. And the count remains full after two straight foul balls. Well, actually three straight, but one of them was the second strike. It's been a seven-pitch at-bat. As Payne looks to get on base or at least advance Pena and Marmo, the runners on first and second, still nobody out. Payne continuing to battle. O'Brien comes set, delivers payoff pitch number three. Swung on and fouled back. Eight pitch at bat, four straight foul balls hit by Payne. Mike Moss waiting patiently on deck. Might be time to turn a triple play for the first time this season for Kingsport. Four straight foul balls, eight pitch at bat in the making. O'Brien comes home with payoff pitch number three. That's a ball outside. A nine pitch at bat for a walk. And the Doughboys have the bases loaded with nobody out for Mike Moss. So the bases are loaded with nobody out. I know for a fact the Axemen, if they do lose tonight, they're still yet to lose a game by five or more runs because of Grand Slam, and you win by four. Axemen 11, Doughboys 11. Bases loaded, nobody out in the bottom of the ninth. You have a force out at the plate, every base. First pitch to Moss is watched for strike one. Massive first pitch strike from O'Brien to get ahead. Just a back and forth game. It's been wild here in Johnson City. Every pitch matters. Every move matters. Here's the 0-1. Moss swings and fouls it. And the count is 0-2. So O'Brien getting ahead. Isaiah Frost, the nine batter on deck, and he's 0-4 with three strikeouts. So it's not over yet. It's definitely better to be on defense with bases loaded, nobody out, and second and third, nobody out, because at least now you have a force at every base. Here's the 0-2 from O'Brien. Moss watches, ball one low, 1-2 count. The game has now taken over 3.5 hours so far. Payne on first, he walked. Payne on second, he walked. Payne reached on an error, and then Marmo is the pinch runner. 1-2 count. O'Brien, the pitch. Moss watches, ball too low and outside, and the count is square. Two balls away from winning the ball game of the Doughboys. We'll be back here tomorrow night, same time, same place, same teams. O'Brien was ahead 0-2. Now it's even at two apiece. Looking to punch out Moss or in the ground to a force out to home. Here's the 2-2. Swung on and grounded to third. Allen makes the play. Throw to home is dropped by Henry Hunter. And the Doughboys walk it off. The same exact thing happened against the Greenville Flyboys. A ground ball to third. And the throw was either dropped or went wild past the catcher. Doughboys 11, Axemen 10. That's the final score. I'm Ben Slotnick signing off from Hunter Wright Stadium. Doughboys win a thriller in walk-off fashion. Be back tomorrow night, same time, same place. Sayonara, lehit rayot, goodbye.